When people in Hawaii talk about homelessness, the focus is often on Oahu. That's the island with the largest homeless population by far. But this is an issue that stretches across the islands, and that includes Hawaii Island, where residents and county officials are working on solutions. HPR contributing reporter Sherry Bracken joins us with an update. Sherry, aloha. You've been spending some time looking at this, including a recent community meeting on the west side.
Yes, I have. And the community meeting was really interesting. A business owner named Nakoa Pabre, who owns Umeke's restaurant, got to the point of extreme frustration and had a first sort of informal, small meeting. And then it was followed up about a week ago with a Monday night meeting at his restaurant in Kona's old industrial area to bring together people from the community, including elected officials and police and just business owners, to talk about, are there solutions to the homeless problem? Because the folks in downtown Kailua Village along Ali'i Drive and in Kona's old industrial are definitely seeing homeless individuals, and they are causing problems for the businesses.
And what, out of that meeting, was there a sense of, I don't know, direction or next steps or possible solutions?
Well, I'd like to tell you we've solved all the problems, yeah. But clearly that is not the case. The number of homeless people per the point in time count, which happens every January and figures are released in May, that says there are fewer homeless people on the Big Island. But I'd say that people are not convinced that's true. One of the people at the meeting, a woman named Regina Weller, who had helped battle homelessness in Venice Beach, California, and is a relatively new resident to the Big Island, stood up and asked the question that everybody was asking. If we only have 150 approximate designated homeless people in Kailua Village, why are we allowing them to hold hostage all of the businesses and all of the residents, where it is beginning, in the minds of the people who live here, it is beginning to affect tourism, where tourists are a little nervous about being downtown? And why is it affecting business people who have to provide extra security and do cleanup of things they shouldn't have to be cleaning up? So she asked that question, and she's now started a nonprofit here on the Big Island to try to begin to address it, trying to use, in her mind, the model that was used in Venice Beach, which is a coalition of folks who go out, talk to the homeless people. Either you go into shelter or you don't, and if you don't, we get tough, although there's been no definition of what getting tough means, including from Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim, who has said more or less the same thing, that he wants to get tough. So I'd like to tell you the meeting had solutions, but what it did do was get people talking more about it and making clear to county officials that this problem really is not just an annoyance, it's business affecting and tourism affecting.
You know, that idea of outreach to the individuals involved, and this depends a lot in terms of capacity of whether that's social service areas, whether that's nonprofits, whether that's people who are available to go out and deal with people on an individual basis rather than sort of a blanket term of homelessness generally. I mean, that has been found to be effective in certain communities. But again, I guess the question comes back on this to capacity of what is there in combination of people able to do that.
Well, Hope Services here on the Big Island is the primary service provider, and they have homeless shelters in East Hawaii and in West Hawaii. And they do, in fact, what you're talking about, they do get to know these individuals as individuals, try to find out what their needs are. But the problem is, and Brandy Menino, who's the head of Hope Services, has said this, if you do a sweep and you move homeless people away, they do not disappear. They just pop up someplace else. And that seems to be, we haven't done on this by Big Island, we haven't done too many sweeps, although the mayor started and has done one in Kona at the corner of Polani Road and Queen Kalamono Highway, and then one down at Mo'oheo Bandstand. And yes, it does move people out of that area, and it does clean up that area, but because we don't have any additional shelter capacity, it doesn't really do anything to change the situation. And that's the problem until we get more homeless shelters built.
Meanwhile, there has been discussion and start of Ohana Zone projects, so-called. I know the mayor's office has been working with some state money in that direction.
Absolutely, and that's a good thing. Sharon Hirota, who is with Hawaii County Mayor Kim's office, said that the county has received $4 million to do Ohana Zones, and each island is free to interpret Ohana Zones as they wish. Here on the island, it's going to mean converting the old Hilo Hospital into a 50-bed shelter for men, and I believe it'll be a shelter where they can stay for about 90 days. And then on the west side of the island, it's allowing Hope Services to create a family assessment center, because there's no real family shelter here. There's no real way to assess families for what their needs are. So that's going to happen at what's called the Homes at Uluvini, which is an existing shelter that provides emergency, transitional, and longer-term affordable housing. And then the second thing is the county is going to build what has been referred to commonly as Village 9, which is pretty much across from Kealakehe High School. And the phase one of that is going to be tiny homes with shared bathrooms and shared kitchen facilities. And the first phase will provide housing for 30 individuals who will probably be men.
And what's the rough timeline on that?
Well, the word is that these projects will both be completed, at least the first phase, this year. And it's already late June, so hopefully within 6 months. But for most people here, business people and tourists, it just can't come too soon. And that said, that will only deal with people who are willing to go into those shelters, and it doesn't deal with those people who are mentally unstable, drug users, or just unwilling.
You know, you mentioned capacity before in the context of shelter space, but also, as you mentioned, mental health in many cases. Capacity is an issue there as well.
It is a huge issue because we do not have a drug treatment center that you can go into immediately here on the Big Island. As Brandy Menino said the other night, they found a guy who said, yes, I want drug treatment. But that means they have to find a space on Oahu. They have to get him on the plane over to Oahu and make sure he makes it there. And it's just a fairly impractical situation. Now, I will tell you, I'm going to have a conversation within the next few weeks with Dr. Hannon Preston Pita, who is with Big Island Substance Abuse Council, and it might be Dr. Hannah Pita Preston. I could have her names reversed. But she's been heading up BISAC for a few years now, and she has some absolute plans, and I don't know what they are yet because I haven't had the conversation, but we are, Brandy Menino from Hope Services and Dr. Hannah and I will be talking to find out how BISAC plans to go forward, because they are the main drug rehab provider on this island, but as they acknowledge, we need a residential shelter here for that kind of problem.
We've been talking a lot about the west side of the Big Island. Hilo side, you've also recently been over there in terms of looking at their homeless situation.
Yeah, and what I've been talking about is pretty universal, but interestingly, Brandy Menino said the number of unsheltered individuals in downtown areas, Hilo and Kona, is pretty much the same, but she gets many, many more complaints from the Kona side, and I think it's because people are more out in the open. Both Sharon Hirota and Brandy Menino said that in Hilo, there's a couple situations. One, there's a lot more underbrush where people can sort of build their little camps and not be as visible. And number two, there's a private landowner right near downtown who is claiming Hawaiian homeland sovereignty and has allowed homeless people to set up tarps and camps there. And that's sort of moved some of the folks out of the visible eye, but they're still visible if you're in that area.
Sherry Bracken, appreciate that. Sherry Bracken, our contributing reporter from Hawaii Island. Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha, Bill.